Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
A farmer's hands deserve a hand. These are the hands that hold the soil, sow the seeds, that build, fix, and mend as they firmly grip the wheel of the entire operation. At BASF, we ensure your hands also hold the rewards of your work with smart farming technology and digital tools like GrowSmart Advantage to help every acre perform at its peak. So at season's end, we can all put our hands together for a farmer's hands. BASF, helping you do the biggest job on earth.
Did you know dairy cows have regular checkups with doctors just like you? Hi, I'm Leanne Vanderlaan, a proud dairy farmer from Oklahoma. Each month, our veterinarian visits our family dairy to make sure the cows are healthy and happy. Because happy and healthy cows produce the best milk and dairy foods for your family and mine. Learn more about our commitment to cow care at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Well, with all eyes on Russia and Ukraine, many consumers and agriculture producers are left wondering about the long-term effects. I had the opportunity to speak with Texas Tech Professor of Agriculture, Dr. Darren Hudson, and he said the impact of the war isn't going away anytime soon.
Obviously, the war itself is problematic from a lot of reasons, humanitarian, otherwise. But, you know, we look at markets. Ukraine is a large exporter of wheat, corn, vegetable oil, barley, you know, but also fertilizer. That's a big one in there. You know, you have to be, even as an optimist, and look and say, okay, this war is over today. We're in planting season right now, especially for corn in that part of the world. So it's, the supply disruptions are pretty substantial.
Hudson said it doesn't help matters that we were already in the midst of a pretty substantial inflation run.
When we talk about $700 or $800 urea, nitrogen fertilizer, we were at $600 before the invasion. So, this is not by any stretch of the imagination all related to that, but it is certainly exacerbating it. And I think, markets have to play out. They have to figure out how to ration sort of available supplies around the world. We layer onto that sort of the weather uncertainty, there's no moisture on the Great Plains. So what's our wheat crop going to look like? And, so all those things are playing off each other, creating a lot of uncertainty and a lot of volatility in markets. And I think that's the key.
Now, of course, nobody can predict when black swan events like this will take place. Still, Hudson says his advice for producers would be to start thinking about your financial risk.
What we're going to see is a lot of rationalization of how people use inputs and, fertilizer prices going up. We're going to figure out how we can use a lot less of it. We've got potential serious problems in terms of lack of delivery of inputs like Roundup and other things that are going to be in short supply. And so producers are going to have to rethink about the way they're approaching that, and how are they going to control weeds in a world where herbicide isn't as readily available or is very expensive for what is available. I think the other thing is when producers, when we get through this or in this process, I hope what producers really start thinking about is financial risk, not just price risk, but, maintaining cash reserves, doing things that are strategies at minimizing household risk out into the future so that when you have this event, you've got something to fall back on.
To hear my complete conversation with Dr. Hudson about trade relationships, the relationship with the WTO, and more, go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
It came in waves, ruthlessly eliminating the toughest, hard-to-kill grassy weeds in wheat. Everest 3.0 herbicide delivers superior flush-after-flush control of wild oats and green foxtail. And Everest 3.0 is registered for use on yellow foxtail, barnyard grass, Japanese brome, and key broadleaf weeds that can invade your wheat and rob your yields. Ask your retailer about Everest 3.0. Always read and follow label directions.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.